What up, what up, what up? You're listening to Talking Ish with Chris podcast. So I was on Instagram today and I saw Trick Daddy was trending and, you know, people was hitting me up like, yo, you hear this stuff? And he was talking about, you know, that sometimes he likes to get his booty ate out. And so I was just floored that he even admitted that out loud. But I think it's good. I think it's great that he's actually guy of his type is saying something and maybe even adding some normalization to it. A lot of guys be trying to act like, you know, publicly, you know, oh, I don't do this or I don't like that or da 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 da. But, you know, us gay boys be hanging out with the girls and we hear a lot of stuff that y'all be, you know, into and doing, and y'all don't realize, like, you know, it's okay. You know, if you like get your booty head out as a straight man or even as a gay man, you know what I mean? I always say this: if it feels good to a gay man, chances are it feels good to a straight man. And I'm not talking just to make this easy to understand and less complicated. I'm talking about a purely two men, natural born men that came out with two penises. It's just their sexual orientation is different. Chances are, if it feels good to the gay man, it's going to feel good to the straight man. You just got to let yourself go. I always tell people, you can get turned out. It just depends on who is the person turning you out. It's all about comfortability. A lot of you guys don't be sexually comfortable with your women. You know what I mean? That's why a lot of times ladies don't let men get sexually comfortable with them. And I say that to say, because the minute a nigga would maybe ask, hey, I want my ass ate out, maybe like some other girl that did him like that, first thing you want to say is he's gay. Why does he got to be gay? Because he want his ass licked. Bitch, that feel good. It's a wet ass tongue going across my ass. I mean, hopefully he's cleaning it and stuff. But going across my ass, why not? You ladies are always getting your booty ate out like groceries. You always want a man's mouth on your clitoris and shit. You know what I mean? So to me personally, I don't find that gay that he wants to get his ass ate by a woman. I'm going to take it a step further. So I had a threesome before. Well, a few threesomes, but this particular threesome was with a married couple. And I was a little thrown off just how they approached me in the first place. I was working a particular job, and when the wife walked off, the husband started like low-key spitting game at me and stuff, and like trying to see what's up. Oh, well, what you be doing, you know, after work and stuff, da da da. Oh, I love to kick it with you know, just all of this stuff. And I'm sitting here like, what? Like, I'm like, okay, but you know, I'm like, this nigga is married, you know. And so somewhere along the line or whatever, he was just like, you know, my wife might want to come over too and hang. And so I can't remember. I'm not going to draw the story up, but it was enough to where I caught on where I was like, oh, okay. They trying to get down. They trying to, you know, do some things and stuff. So I was like, okay. But before I ended up having a threesome, I ended up messing with the husband first. And it was cool, you know. Only when it came time where he got ready to fuck me, I just wasn't into it. For me, he couldn't keep his dick hard long enough for me. And I was like, damn, I'm about to finally give up some ass. And the guy that I'm trying to give some ass to, he can't even keep his dick hard, right? So we do other things, we get off, whatever. So a month or two go by, he hits me up again and he's like, yo, my wife wanna see me get fucked by you. So I'm like, why? Like, he like, she do, you know what I mean? He's like, sometimes she fucks me, you know, with, she pegs me sometimes. Now, for you people that don't know what pegging means, pegging is basically a woman basically giving her husband, or I shouldn't say husband, just giving a man anal, you know what I mean, with a strap on, a dildo, whatever. So he was like, yeah, my wife sometimes likes to peg me or whatever. But now, mind you, now some of you guys are like, well, why would a guy be into that? Why would he? Remember, every natural born man has a prostate, right? Your prostate is what, 2 to 3 inches in at the beginning of your anus. So if you rub, when you're aroused and you start to rub on that prostate, it's very sensitive. I try to tell men all the time, every now and then you might need to let a girl slip a finger in there. I can guarantee you that your orgasms are going to be 10 times intensified by that prostate stimulation. But nevertheless, he wanted his girl to fuck him. You know, he likes his girl to fuck him or whatever. So I was like, I also think she liked to fuck him because it was a dominant role. It was, you know, it was a power shift. You know, she no longer had to be submissive. I think that's for a lot of women why they're into pegging their boyfriends or their man or any kind of man. It's a power shift. I've even had, you know, some lesbian women ask me, you know, because I've had, you know, sex with a few lesbians a couple times. And so they've been like, oh, can I fuck you with a dildo? And I'm like, girl, that's where I draw the line. You're going too far. You know what I mean? I just can't look behind me and there's titties and fucking the shit out of me. I can't do it. So, and if I'm gonna endure all of that stroking and stretching me like that, then I need to look behind me and see a man. I need to see a beard behind me. So nevertheless, that's just me personally. So I was like, nah, girl, I ain't into that. So dude was like, yeah, I want to have my girl, you know, she want you to fuck her in front of me. So I was like, all right. I was like, okay, cool. Set it up. I think he caught me on a horny day or something like that. So I was like, fuck it, set it up. Now, his wife was very pretty woman. And so they came over or whatever. We talking, kicking, drinking, smoking, you know, all of that. And at some point, you know, we start to hook up and we go in my room and stuff. And so his wife was just, you could, from my couch, you could see inside my room from where my living room is. And so instead of her just sitting on my couch, I went and grabbed one of my chairs. I told her to come here. I was like, I'm gonna put this chair right in the middle of my bedroom. And I said, sit here and put your hands on your pussy and start playing with yourself while I fuck your man. And she was like totally with it, right? So as, you know, things went on and stuff, we fucking around, you know, I fucked her husband. You hear his old goofy ass, oh, you know, can I fuck you? And I'm like, oh, here he come with this noodle ass dick. I was like, uh-uh. But I was like, I'll fuck your wife. And so, we start fucking around with the wife. We had a great time and all this. And, you know, it was fun. She got about 3 nuts off of me or whatever. I got about 2. I was good. So, you know, they want to come over again, do all this and stuff. But the point I'm saying all about this is that they had been married for about 10 or 11 years. And so I started asking questions like, when did y'all start having threesomes? Or like, when did you guys start, like, you know, just, you know, messing around and stuff? And she was like, honestly, it was me that brought it up to my husband, you know, about maybe doing that. And she was like, you know, we are very honest with each other about, you know, everything. She was like, we're honest about even just what kind of sex. She didn't say sex. She said, what kind of sex? There's different kinds of sex. And she said, even down to the kinds of sex, she said, you know, it was so many more questions I wanted to ask, but I didn't feel comfortable, or I didn't know how far I could ask. But the things I did ask, she was just like, you know, I was like, well, how did you even get into, like, pegging him and stuff? And she was like, honestly, we would watch porn together. And, you know, we started seeing that. And she was like, I asked him, you know, could I, you know, try it? Or, like, and we started watching other porn videos of other heterosexual couples, you know, where the woman is playing with the man's anus and not just, you know, just giving him head or just giving him pussy, like, you know. And I thought that was pretty dope that they're sexually comfortable enough with each other. I think those are the relationships in today's world that last longer than people still trying to keep old traditional rules when it comes to sex, old traditional rules to relationships, when it comes like all of that. I think that's why a lot of that fails, is because you're still trying to put 1950s rules in a 2021 world. It just doesn't work a lot of times. And so I, asked her, I was asking him, like, do you even have conversations with your homies about that you do? He was like, fuck no. He was like, either them niggas would call me gay or shun me or whatever. So he was like, nah. And now some of y'all be like, well, didn't you just say he had sex with you? I'm like, but this is a debate I've had. I personally believe some men, depending on the man, but some men can have sex with dudes and it don't be nothing else. Like, people keep thinking, oh, if a man has, I'm gonna exclude women from this scenario, and there's a reason why. If he's a man and he sleeps with another man, oh, he's gay. And I'm like, y'all do realize being gay is more than the fucking sexual act, right? You do realize there's emotions, it's a thought process, it's how I feel, how a motherfucker make you feel. I said, what would have made him more gay is if he wanted to hang out and spend a lot of emotional and quality romantic time. Now, that might make him a little more gay. A hole is a hole, okay? Men are, if y'all look on porn, go to Pornhub.com and put in dick fucking a melon. You'll find all kind of men sticking their dick in pocket pussies, bowling balls, fucking watermelons, cantaloupes, whatever they can stick their dick in, and they get off to it. I don't even look at bananas and cucumbers the same at single women houses no more, because I don't know what you've been doing with them. I didn't see girls put bananas in their pussy to get off to, cucumbers, carrots, hairbrushes, the fucking curling iron, like all kind of shit to put in their pussy. So I say motherfucker will get off with whatever and whomever. It's even motherfuckers out here getting off with animals. So, hey, I wouldn't be surprised somebody wanted to get off to other stuff. So I always look at it like, in my experiences, I do believe sometimes a man and man could just get off with each other, and that's just what it is. It's nothing else to it. It ain't like I'm trying to kick it with you. I ain't like, it's wham, bam, I get you off, you get me off, we go our fucking separate ways. Some of you ladies need to be like that too. Always want a nigga to, that's why y'all be getting caught up in having these boys' babies and shit. Cause you letting him ooh and ah you, and really, bitch, you was just supposed to fuck, pull your drawers up and leave and have safe sex. You know, but I personally, this is just my personal belief, that guys can have sex with each other and it don't be gay. You know what I mean? I do think there are, I have ran across men like that, that do exist that way. They don't want the relationship with no man. They not try. I know guys that are gay and they don't even want to see your dick when they fucking you, okay? You better put that motherfucker in a jock strap and just have your ass cut out from the back and have your nuts put up. They don't even want to see dick dangling and swinging. And this is on the gay community side. So it's just my opinion. You guys can look up these articles about man-on-man relationships, about man-on-man sexual ships or having sexual relations, and that's just what it is. I was reading an article just last night. I think it was in GQ for the UK or something, and they were talking about how homosexuality has been around for a long time, even back in like the Roman days or whatever, how a lot of the soldiers and stuff would particularly sometimes have, gay sex with each other. Sometimes they would want them to even create a romantic relationship because they knew that they would fight harder for each other, which that made me think about the military, how you hear the military dudes getting down. And I'd be listening to military dudes, and I heard one military dude say, sometimes when you're out there fighting, you're not even really just fighting, you're out there for yourself. You fighting for the other person. And it was crazy because I heard that earlier that day. Then I happened to later on read that, you know, people that have been in these armies or warriors and stuff sometimes had sexual relationships or whatever because that made them care for each other more. And I'm saying this on the opposite side, you know what I mean? That sometimes you do have, men do have sex with each other and they develop feelings as well. That sometimes can happen too. But they would say that a lot of these warriors would have, you know, spend quality time and love each other, not just a regular brotherly love, like, you know, an intimate love for each other and stuff. And so, I don't know. I was thinking about the military, and I would hear, you know, guys that I knew were gay in the military, and they would tell me how all these military dudes would be getting down or would let them suck their dick, you know what I mean? And that's just all it was. It wasn't nothing else, you know? And then sometimes it was. Like I said, it's a case by case, depend on the dude and the situation. But I think I got a little off subject, but the point was, I feel that women get to be the scapegoat a lot of times when it comes to same-sex relations or sexual relations. I think they get the easier end because it's a man's world, like they say, it's a man's world. And since man has said, we will shun the man-on-man relationship, but we will glorify the woman-on-woman relationship. I've seen men straight, like Boosie, he's straight up, all he against homosexuality, he against, excuse me, y'all, he can have sex, you know what I mean, with women and all of this stuff, but he don't want to see him get married and all that. He's cool with two women getting on, but he ain't too cool with two dudes getting it on and stuff. And it's just like, you know, this is why. And then it just goes all back into the married dude, like I told, like we talked about. He was like, if I told my homies that I was having sex with you, a lot of them niggas are shun. But if I told these same niggas about me and about my wife getting down with another woman with me in the room, I would be glorified. And I was like, yo, that is so true. Like, you know what I mean? I've even had some of these debates with certain guys I know currently, and they just like, nah, that's gay, but they cool with they, you know, other significant other to be having girl on girl experiences and all of this. And I get that. I understand it. I mean, hey, two pussies in the room, why not? It's better than one. I get it. But I just saying, I need you to have that same understanding when it comes to men on men. Ain't nobody said they gonna have sex with you, nigga, fool. All I'm saying is be okay with, stop making, this is why the DL man exists. This is why the download man is around. Y'all don't let, society won't let him be him. A DL man really is nothing but, a lot of times is nothing but a bisexual man. And if you black, DL usually gets demonized more. You know what I mean? And meanwhile, you girls is out here carpet munching left and right, eating on everybody's plate. And then the minute your man wanna touch a dick or another man's ass, y'all shun him, blackball him, list him, tell all his business. And y'all better stop telling all these boys sexual orientation businesses. Y'all gonna come up missing. Some of y'all better stop. You know, but y'all don't let that man explore his sex. Go to Insecure season one. If you remember, if anybody that watches Insecure on HBO, anybody remembers when Molly was messing with that dude that worked at Enterprise Car Rental, and they were playing a game about what the things they've done in their past and stuff. And it's a part where he said he got drunk in college and let his like college roommate or somebody suck his dick. It was a one-time thing. Didn't come of it. And she straight up dissed him, didn't talk to him, couldn't handle it. Meanwhile, she told him in the same conversation that she had fun with the late in the lady pond. But the minute he said something, he got shunned. And it just sucks. Sometimes being heterosexual, dealing with a black woman. I swear, it seemed like, and like, I see, and mind you, I'm going to tell you, the couple that I was messing with, the wife wasn't black, so you already know. So catch that tea. So, y'all don't let these guys just explore their sexuality. Really, let's just, but go, I'm gonna take race out of it. Just men, period. We don't, as a society, let men explore their sexuality and still keep their heterosexualness. Like, and still keep their heterosexual. It's like, you girls can be heterosexual, but eating pussy left and right and sucking titties. Like, I asked one dude, I was like, why are you okay with that? Well, it's cool because, you know, girls, you know, they get dressed in front of that. Like, I'm like, nigga, that's awesome lesbian act. That's awesome gay shit they doing too. Y'all just been tricked to let TV show you that it was okay and letting pornos show you it was okay. I can guarantee you if they started showing men on men like they already doing now, but if they were showing it 20, 30 years ago, I can tell you today nobody be tripping off of no man on man having sex. It's getting ready to happen like that anyways in another 20 years. So maybe if I'm still out here dating, maybe I can finally find something better and deal with something better, because now people can really be them truest selves. But until that day comes, you know, this is the society we live in. And I just feel like couples that actually have fun together with each other sexually, I think they probably are more honest with each other. I mean, if you can be honest about sex and what you really like, I mean, what you really, really like, what's really going to take you there? If you can be honest about that, you can be honest about a lot of things in your relationship. You know what I mean? That's a level of intimacy and a level of closeness everybody don't get to. And this is why people cheat a lot of times too, because one or the other won't let them live out their real sexual fantasy that they really want to have. So in a way, they feel stifled with your ass, so they got to go somewhere else and find it through somebody else. That's why I've told women sometimes, I'm like, if he's saying, depending on the situation, but if he's saying it's just sex, it probably was just sex, because it's probably something filthy and nasty he want to do with her that you ain't going to do, or you don't want to do, or you going to shame him for wanting to do it. So he'd rather go get it from Irma from up the street, because she going to be with it. She going to be with him having two niggas in the bed and just her. And I'm not telling you, ladies, you should get out of your comfort zone. If that's not you, that's not you. I'm just telling you what could happen. You know, that's all I'm saying. That's a decision, you know, that y'all got to talk about. But start being honest with your men, and men, start being honest with your women about what it is that you sexually really want. Gay men, gay women, be honest with your woman. Some of y'all are two lesbians and y'all really want a dude in the middle. You want some real dick. I mean, hey, sometimes you get tired of the fake shit. You want some flesh, a hard fleshy bone. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, shit. And I've seen girls, I don't want her having no man. Why? You know, let her have her, you know, let her get her some dick on the side for a little bit. It'll keep her happy and keep her with you. You know, y'all do have to realize we are all human beings and we all have limits and needs and wants and desires. And people are going to try to fulfill some of them, if not all of them. So, once again, just my thoughts and my opinions. It don't necessarily mean shit. I ain't nobody special. I'm just giving y'all little bits and pieces of my world and what I think. So until then, comment, subscribe. You know how to find me. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. TalkinishWitchCris, which is Talking Ish with Chris. And we will speak again. Bye-bye now. Thank you.